We could just play John Hartford records and we'll break out the dominoes. Pop some popcorn. Chill out. Okay, I'm going to play right up at 10 o'clock, so I'm going to play about an hour and 15 minutes of music. I hope you can take it. When I started playing the banjo, my parents saw I was really cool for about 3 weeks. And then they realized I was never going to stop playing that damn thing. And then when you start practicing, you hear these doors slamming on the other side of the house. To this day, that still happens. My neighbor, yeah, I live in this kind of working class neighborhood up there, out there by Port Townsend. Well, that's where I go to get that big city feeling. I don't really live in Port Townsend anymore. I live south of there. Anyway, so my neighbor, they can't really figure out what I do for a living. It's like, I told them I was in music, but they checked and I wasn't on TV, so they think I'm lying about that. He must be selling drugs or something. He's here for long periods of time, then he's gone for long periods of time. Something's not right about that boy. Anyway, so my neighbors, I was out there watering something, and my neighbor says, "Hey man, the weirdest thing happened the other day." Because I sit right by this window and practice, you know, for hours and hours. I get up early and I practice basically all day. And so, every day. So anyway, so he says, he goes, "I got in my truck early in the morning to go to a shift at the mill, and I passed by your window and you were playing like three notes over and over again." So I get in the truck and I go to work. You see where this is going. So he comes back from the shift and he walks by the window and he says, "And you're still playing the same three notes doing it from the left." I said, "Well, yeah, I'm trying to play the banjo." The very first banjo I got my hands on was this one laying around. It was a long neck banjo. It was a harmony long neck, and what I didn't know was it was supposed to be tuned to E. So I was 10 years old, and I'd sit in the middle of the floor and I just kept breaking strings. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I would just weep inconsolably because I could never get this banjo tuned. And then I figured out it was an E, and it had to be tuned down. So as I was tuning up, it would break, and I'd never be a banjo breaking these strings. Someone play a Bad Liver tune. It was the very first one that came on a record called Delusions of Banjer. I was operating at that point under the premise if you had a really good title, it didn't really matter what the music was. Somebody would be forced to buy it if it had a good title. One of my songs is called "I'm Not in the Swiss Army, I Just Have the Knife." I got pretty good coffee at this place.